Thank you very much. When I was a young girl, I learned that God's word was God's will and that God was faithful to perform his word. As I studied the word and began to grow from being a child, I learned that I had received one of the greatest gifts and a secret that God kept from before the foundations of the world, because we were born again. We could operate the nine manifestations. We had all the things that God promised in his word available to us to operate. As I continued to learn about the word and how to operate it in my life and to function as a believer who wanted to bless people and be that person who wanted to serve God, I learned that the first century church began to lose things that they had been taught. And one of the things that they lost was the light of the hope. I also was taught that that would be the last thing that would be recovered. So I want to encourage you and let you know that we are here renewing that hope of Christ's return in our lives every day as we stand faithful to his word, we look to him for answers in life, and that we challenge and encourage one another to do God's word in our lives and to be joyful and happy and excited because we live a glorious life. We don't live, you know, in the past. We don't live in the future. We live like we've been taught in the moment, at that time. God gave us 24 hours a day to live. We're not responsible for yesterday anymore, and we're not responsible for tomorrow. We are responsible to live as his sons and daughters in this 24-hour time period. Now, we're told that this is a secret, that no one knows when the time will come. We don't know if it's going to be today or this moment or tomorrow or 400 years from now. You know, I'm just happy that whatever time it arrives, I will be a part of that. So we have the assurance that we are going to be part of that gathering together and that living together with our brothers and sisters in Christ for an eternity. If you look at Hebrews 10, verses 23 to 25, it says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering." You don't waver. You don't vacillate to and fro. You know the word, you do the word. We're not wavering. "For he is faithful that promised." Who is? God is. He promised it. We know his word is faithful because it's God's word to us in this day and time. "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." That's how we work among each other. That's how I have endeavored to work among the believers with love and good, promoting them to good works. Now, provoke is not like, come on, do it. Get in there and do it. Provoking is, okay, what do we need to do? How can we do this? What can I help you with to get you through this situation, to help you overcome that, to help you be the believer that you so long to be? And then it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is." That's not us. We love being together and assembling together. "But exhorting one another." And so much the more. You know, it's not just like, oh, well, yeah, we can get together. It's like, all right, we can get together and be together and hear the word and study the word and have that love connection with one another. "And so much the more as you see that day," or the day, "approaching." always in our minds, the day is approaching. And like I said, and it's not a mantra. You get up in the morning and say, okay, the day is coming. That day is coming. It's a reality in life that as born-again believers, we know that that day is approaching. And what a wonderful time that will be. Like I said, whether I'm alive or whether I'm not, it's going to come because God promised it in His Word. Thank you.